talking with State Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Mr. Attorney General, several things you mentioned, of course, in this forum today. You kind of top of mind, though, is the continuing work you're doing in regards to litigation against EPA on WOTUS. You indicated, as much as anything, this is a delay in action.
It has to be at this point, because when you look at the EPA's actions, the rulemaking process, properly done, takes a long time. And what the president's trying to do in many instances is avoid that rulemaking process in order to accelerate these obligations and almost create the inevitability that they're going to happen so that people start complying, even though they're not law and they're not proper rules. So it is something we have to respond to through litigation to get stays of enforcement against the EPA, to hold them accountable, to make sure that folks' interests across the country and across the state of Oklahoma are protected.
Where do we stand on the current stay that was granted by the Cincinnati court?
It will stay in effect while the case is, while the case is pending and litigated. You know, I have great confidence in that case that it's going to stay in effect until the administration, leaves office. We need to see the same thing happen with the Clean Power Plan, because of the impact on Oklahoma as far as electricity and access to electricity and the climate action agenda that the president is about, that he signed in Paris, that Paris Treaty, and Senator Inhofe has spoken so eloquently about. All those things are in play right now for 2016 in a way that will affect Oklahomans in a very personal way. So hopefully we can achieve that like we did with the waters of the United States to prevent the administration from breaking the law.
Now, on the stay, you're hopeful then it will stay in place for the foreseeable future then?
It will stay in place during the pendency of the lawsuit while we litigate the merits. And that's what's so key about it, because as you begin these cases, you obviously don't get to the merits of your litigation until sometimes a year or two or more down the road. And so the reason these stays of enforcement against the EPA acting are so important is because otherwise they just act and it creates this inevitability, and you may win the lawsuit 2 years later, but lose in the long run because they've already put it into play while the case has been pending.
You were also asked about HSU as the continuing dialogue that you have between your office and that group.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think just generally speaking, it's important for the state of Oklahoma and my office to focus upon charitable organizations that exist to make sure that the purposes for which they exist are achieved and the monies that are raised. And we continue to look into that particular organization to ensure that that's taking place. It's a concern across the board when you have organizations that may be acting like a C4, and a C4 is an entity that's a public advocacy or an educational type of entity, and they're really a C3 because charitable organizations have a tax benefit. C4s do not to the same degree. And so it's important we maintain that distinction and that enforcement, and we continue to look at that.
And so is there any actual action or litigation pending at this point there?
There's evaluation going on by my office, and there may be some action and some announcements on that in the near future.
One other question, State Question 777. Your office obviously helped draft the language that the voters will look at this November. The question that your predecessor has raised in opposition to that state question is the phrase compelling state interest. What does that mean in your mind?
Well, look, I mean, our role there is very statutory. We don't draft the language. We review the language, and if there are changes that need to be made to help facilitate the voter understanding what they're voting upon, that's our responsibility as an office, and we've fulfilled that. What the policymakers intended with that language, I think you'll see fleshed out in the advocacy campaign. I was not involved in that, but just as I hear the phrase, what comes to me is what you look at in the First Amendment. The government can't impose or burden your free exercise of religion under the First Amendment unless they have a compelling governmental interest. And if they do have a compelling governmental interest, they have to use the least restrictive means to burden that, to try to avoid burdening your free exercise of religion. So it's not a phrase that's that is unheard of. It's a phrase that has been used in other constitutional protections, and particularly with the free exercise clause. You'd have to ask the policymakers who drafted the language and the law if that's what they intended, mm-hmm. but that's what I think of when I hear the language.
Yeah.